Man Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hiya, gang. This is Marvin Miller ringing up the curtain on another Command Performance, a 30-minute tour of the country's top talent and tunes, as ordered in your letters to Old Command, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Chief ticket taker and conductor on this trip is a very talented singing type feller, the boy who keeps Decca Records in business. The mail shows that he's as popular with guys as he is with dames. His name, of course, is Dick Hames.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Marvin, and hi, gang.
But now what's the first item of business on the Command Performance agenda?
Why, Marvin, we've got to bring on one of the grandest gals in show business. She's been away for quite a spell, appearing in nightclubs in England and entertaining lots of our GIs on the side.
Well, three cheers for her.
Yes, indeedy. When the boys see her, they shout, "Hey, hey," and here she is, Miss Martha Ray.
Thank you, thank you. Hello, guys and gals. Hey, Dick, you're looking great.
Oh, well, you're looking great, too. Oh, Martha, you're solid. You're built like a brick, brick.
Thanks for the compliment, Dick. You're in rare form tonight.
Well, mine may be rare, but yours is certainly well done.
Why, Ritter, you flatterer. I'm just putty in the hands of a boy like you.
Ah, yes, there she stands, folks. 200 pounds of putty.
Adios. Very clever. Mr. Miller, your remark betrays an ill-encompassing knowledge of delicate sophistry or firm scintillating It says here.
Okay, Martha, but what does that mean in English?
Drop dead, you smoke.
Martha, it's time for some Ray rhythm, so how's about a few bars for all your faithful fans, huh?
Okay, let's go, Dick. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Life can be so sweet on the side of the street that's sunny. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? Around your window pane, da do da 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 da. Our life can be so sweet. Side of the street that's sunny. I used to walk in the shade, had those blues a humble rain. But I'm not afraid. Look me over, I'm in clover. I haven't got a cent. I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Go just at my feet on the side of the street that's sunny. I used to walk in the shade, had those blues on parade, da 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 da. But I'm not afraid. Look me over, baby, I'm a clover. I haven't got a cent. I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Go just at my feet on this side.
That was wonderful. You get louder every day.
Say, Dick, isn't radio wonderful?
Uh-huh.
You know, they tell me I can stand here and sing, and I'm heard 10,000 miles away. They can hear me in the four corners of the world.
Yeah, even with the microphone turned off.
You're such a doll.
Oh, thank you. Martha, about your work overseas, you enjoy your stay in England?
Of course, the people are so friendly there. You know, my first week in jolly England, I was proposed for membership in an exclusive cricket club.
No kidding. Who proposed you?
Oh,
an extremely wealthy cricket. I had an opportunity to join the London Golf and Tennis Club.
But you didn't?
Nah. Who can play tennis in a bathtub?
Go ahead. It's your cue.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Richard.
Okay.
Of course, I missed the sight of American faces.
Forgot what they were like, huh?
Yeah. One night, an American sailor came into a club where I was working. Gosh. I ran and ran and ran. I almost caught him, too.
Well, Martha, didn't you ever go to those dances they hold in the Servicemen's Club?
The Servicemen's Club?
Yeah, that's where you can inspect the merchandise, but you can't take it outside.
Ah, yes. I went to an all-day dance at one of those places.
Well, the boys keep you busy?
Busy as a hound dog's hind leg in scratching season. All morning, I rubbed shoulders with the Air Force men. And in the afternoon, I rubbed shoulders with the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
And in the evening, I did the rumba.
Martha?
Yes, Marv?
The waxen waves, you know, are always interested in styles. What are the English girls wearing these days?
Well, Marvin, English girls don't go for the new length.
Mm.
They're wearing skirts around a...
Around what, Martha?
Well, around everything. It's cold back there.
All right. Oh, care for a cigarette, Martha? I'll open my new cigarette case.
No, thanks. I'm smoking my imported brand. Oh, that's good.
So you're glad to be back home, huh?
Oh, yes. It's heavenly to be in tropical California, where in the midst of winter can you see people taking sun baths. Frying eggs on the sidewalk and swimming in the surf.
Here, better smoke an American cigarette.
No kidding, it is great being back. Seeing how beautiful everything is. The office buildings are so beautiful. The hot dog stands are magnificent.
Oh, even the gas stations look great. At the newest standard station, every building is a work of art. Even the washroom.
Oh, I'll say. Why, that washroom is built like a brick Lana Turner. You know, there's only one thing I miss back here, and that's the English drama. Their drama has, shall we say, such culture.
Well, that's a coincidence, Martha, because we've got a drama ready that was written by the great Coward.
Oh, wonderful, Dick. Let's do it. But first, we've got to have some more music from you. What's ready, Rittyard?
Well, honey, Rittyard. Well, here's something I hope PFC's Robert Brown and Sammy Kitzmiller will enjoy. Anyway, it's one of my favorites.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then. Still I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laugh before and love before, but who knows
Well, Richard, that was super peachy keen. Now, let's try out that sketch written by the great coward.
Okay. Think you can portray a high society type of lady?
Please, Mr. Hames. Kindly refer to me as Miss Ketchup.
Miss Ketchup? Why?
Well, tonight I'm a refined tomato.
Oh. Love that joke.
In this play, everybody's so refined, they say everything with only one single word. Now, as we look in on the home of Lord and Lady Crumbly, played by Martha and me, Lady Cornelia Crumbly is alone in her parlor waiting for her lover, Sir Richard. Then there's a knock at the door. And Lady Cornelia speaks.
Richard?
Cornelia.
Darling.
Late.
Slightly.
Alone.
Nightly.
Hard.
Tightly.
Miss.
Fright.
Kiss?
Much le?
Cornelia, I love you.
Chatterbox.
Sorry.
Forgiven.
Kiss?
Immediate le?
Like?
Intermediate le?
Doorbell?
Husband?
Please, don't step on my lines, Richard, please.
Sorry.
I'm getting laughed at.
I'm sorry. Husband?
Undoubtedly.
Gadzooks.
Hi.
Where?
Closet.
Roaches.
Quick.
Kiss.
Later. Coming.
Cornelia.
No, dearest.
Dreamboat.
Husband.
Honey doll.
Jerk.
Surprise.
Betty.
Deceiver.
Why?
Hat.
Mine.
Derby.
Fashionable.
Liar.
Brute.
There's a man in that closet.
Wouldn't you know he'd pad his part?
Out.
Who?
You.
Me?
Immediately.
Gun?
Revenge.
Why?
Honor.
Don't.
Must.
I'm going. Going. Gone.
That was, some fine play.
Well, it was written by Coward, by the Coward.
No?
No. Awful Coward. The biggest Coward of them all. Martha, did you like my play? Did you like it? Martha, take that clothespin off your nose and answer me.
Well, tell the man, Martha. He wants to know what the public thinks.
Thinks?
Yeah, so I can iron out any kinks.
Kinks?
If I sell the play, I can buy you some minks.
Minks?
Yeah. Now, what do you think of the play?
I won't say, but it rhymes, brother. It rhymes.
And as the Hames slowly sinks in the golden west, Martha gives out with one of the Ray tunes most requested all over the world. A sweet, haunting lullaby that goes like this.
Way out in Kansas City, 0123. They say that there's a guy they call Bigfoot Pete. He plays piano by ear. Then he plays all night for pigs, feed, and beer. Oh, he's murder on the 88. He's the guy that brought the boogie-woogie up to date. He's got a cannon in his left hand and a rifle in his right. He's just a double-barrel booby-doo, booby-doo. And he'll shoot the eight beats to you at a frightening rate. He's just a son of his. I'll tell you who he is. Bigfoot Pete, a boogie-woogie's elite. His hands are just as big as Bart in your hand. And when they go to work, they're like batterans. When he plays on that box, the joint rocks, boink, boink, until you'll beat to your socks. Wherever Boogie is part of the plan, you'll find Bigfoot Pete, the boogie-woogie man. Bigfoot Pete, the boogie-woogie man. They call him Bigfoot, the boogie-woogie man.
Oh, that was swell, Martha. Now I understand you have a genuinely fine drama for us to do tonight. An antidote to that last opus, something to perhaps remove the bad taste from our ears.
Yes, and double deedy, Richard. We've cooked up a stirring drama of the hill.
Huh?
It's entitled, Mother Never Could Stand a Mustache, So She Grew a 3-foot Beard. Or, Father never owned a truck, but he always came home with a load.
As the scene opens, Pappy Miller is in his cabin with his daughter, the lovely Marthy Lou, pride of the Ozarks. Pappy Miller speaks.
Let me look at you, Marthy Lou, darling. You know, drinking that corn liquor makes you a mighty pretty gal.
Hey, I don't drink corn liquor, Papa.
I know, but I do.
Oh, Pappy, I'm so unhappy, Pappy.
What's the matter, Marthy Lou? Has that good-for-nothing varmint Hot Lips Hames been a-chasing you again?
Yes, Pappy. This morning he chased me cloud through the corn patch and up over the hill.
But why are you a-crying?
Because he didn't catch me.
I'll take care of that good-for-nothing skunk the next time he comes around. Meantime, I'm going outside now to look after the mule. By gum, we got the most sure-footed mule in the Ozarks.
How do you know he's the most sure-footed?
He kicked me in the same place 3 times. Well, so long, Deader.
Oh, I wish my papa didn't hate Hot Lips Hames so. It's about time I was getting married. I must be now on to 11 years old. Hark!
Marthy Lou, are you to home?
Oh, it's you, Hot Lips Haynes. Come in here and wipe your feet on the dough mat.
Okay.
Hey, what you laughing for, Hot Lips?
No shoes that tickle. Say, Marthy Lou, you look swell in that low-cut evening flower sack.
It's show enough?
Shows plenty. Oh, Martha, gal, ain't nothing I wouldn't do for you. I went down to the city and got my hair cut. How do you like it?
Why, Hot Lips. You all got ears.
Yeah. And while I was in the city, I bought you a present. Here it is.
My. What a party cardboard box.
Yep. You can put anything you want in it, too.
Oh, gosh, Hot Lips.
You know, Mama says if a girl's got less than 16 petticoats, she ain't decent. And I shouldn't have dates with her.
How many are you wearing?
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, Whitney. I'm only wearing sex.
Wanna go steady? You know, Marthy Lou, I'm the local swan.
No, you mean swain. A swan is someone that's noted for its long neck.
Yep, I'm the local swan. Marthy Lou, how about slipping me a kiss?
Not right now. I ain't in the mood for lip bumping. Besides, I can't hitch up with you on account of Pappy. Ain't you and him still a feudin'?
Ain't sure. I'll put my hat on a stick and hold it out the door. Yep, still feudin'.
Hot lips, you better run for it.
Is he kind of carefree with a shooting arm?
Why, Pappy will feed you so full of lead, you'll leave pencil marks every time you sit down.
Well, they'll be funny marks, because I'm a backward boy.
Aha! I thought I'd find you here. Hot lips, you planning to do right by my gal?
Why, sir, I aims to marry your daughter.
Marry you? I knew you was up to some sneaky trick like that. Take that.
Hold on, Pappy. You're taking advantage of the poor Hot Lips. He's a backward boy.
Okay, let's duel this out far and squire.
Yeah, far and squire. Let's unlimber our squirrel guns. Then when we count to three, we'll both fire.
That's far and squire. Fire when we count to three. Okay, Hot Lips, start a count.
All right. Three. Two. One. You know, Marthy Lou, I'm glad I'm a backward boy.
Ah, that was swell hillbilling, Dick. Gosh, it's great to be on old command, where we can make fun of anybody and everything.
Yes, Martha, that's a wonderful thing about this country of ours. We can say what we want to. Freedom of speech is one of our most important rights.
It's only one of a whole marvelous bundle of them, Dick. The Bill of Rights. And, Dick, with the help of Marvin and the Dick Davis Chorus, how about a few more words on the subject?
All right, Martha. Marvin?
The Bill of Rights guarantees to all Americans certain basic liberties. Freedom of religion, freedom of speech and the press, and freedom of assembly.
You can speak right up.
You can speak right up.
Yes, you darn well can.
Yes, you darn well can.
You can say anything you choose. For that's a right, a sacred right that no man can refuse. I believe in this.
You can say it if you want.
I believe in that.
You can say it if you want.
I believe in the other. I can say it if I want.
You can say it if you want.
If you want to get together with me.
If we want to get together with you.
If we want to get together and talk about the weather or the status of the nation or anything in creation, then that is just exactly what we'll do.
Yes, that is just exactly what we'll do.
We can meet, we can talk, we can get it off our chest, we can gripe, we can squawk, we can never need request any governmental bureau for the right to get together, to gab about the nation and the weather.
A place of honor on the Freedom Train is reserved for one of our best-loved patriots, Benjamin Franklin.
Now, Mr. Franklin was a genius, a man of many parts, inventor and musician and wily politician, a master of the printing arts. He was an editor,
Saturday,
and publisher, a statesman and diplomat. No matter what they'd ask, how impossible the task, he'd do it, and that was that. Franklin was an inventor. Franklin was a diplomat. Franklin was a statesman. But first of all, he was an American. Yes, on that night when he flew his kite and the lightning flashed on high, in the blaze of light on that stormy night, he saw a vision in the sky. He saw the vision of a land, one land in the world, where men of all degrees look each other in the eye and say, by heaven, we're free.
Lincoln's Gettysburg Address.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
All men are created equal.
Mr. Abraham Lincoln was an easygoing fella. He was quicker with a grin than with a frown. But one thing that made him mad as a hornet was to see a fellow man get kicked around.
Yes, rich or poor, strong or weak, white or black or brown.
It made Abe Lincoln mad as a hornet when he saw a fellow man get kicked around.
Oh, that's how he felt, and that's what he said, and get it
first. Freedom for children to play in the sun, away from the shadow of fear. Freedom to think and to speak and to vote, these Abe Lincoln held dear. Yes, that's how he felt, and that's what he said.
That government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
That government of the people, governed by the people, and governed by the people, shall not perish from the earth.
That's how it's always been.
Ride the freedom train.
And how it will remain.
Ride the freedom train.
As long as all of us keep riding
on the freedom
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Grand tribute by Gordon Jenkins and Tom Adair.
Oh, it was wonderful, Dick. After that, there's not much we can say, except thanks to you guys and gals all over the world who, in your own individual way, are doing your part to keep that Bill of Rights alive.
Yes. Thanks for the mail, gang, and good night, Martha, and good night, folks.
Good night, Dick. Good night, folks.
With the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.